from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Drink.
Real
most finest, Monte Hill.
The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
You're
listening to 95.7
The Game, the
morning roast.
Little Reed, Dobbs, the QB, stay on his feet, and somersaults home for the touchdown over Jordan Howden. Not the cleanest takeoff for the Pastrnak, but just enough to get past the goal line.
If you're not a legitimate starter in the league, can you have a nickname? Now, I'm not going to hate on Josh Dobbs. The Pastrnak is what they're calling him. The Pastrnak, Joshua Dobbs. Give us some highlights yesterday in what was a very sloppy, lackluster preseason game. But it was good to be out there at Levi Stadium. Good morning. Oh, baby, to everybody out there. My favorite day of the week on a Monday. Shout out to everybody at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. And before we get started with this exercise today, we got the Bay Bridge Series. We got the Giants and the Saints and the preseason extravaganza at Levi Stadium. They got other things. LeBron James is back in the news. Rich Paul, blah, blah, blah. Gotta let everybody know that starting today, we're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the roast Friday, September 6th, to kick off the football season with us. That's right, Friday, September 6th. Today's your chance. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you have a shot to eat breakfast with us, September 6th. So listen all this week between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Listen all this week between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we have 10 spots we're giving away. Each spot comes with a plus one that you can bring. And when you hear this sounder, be the 10th caller, and you win a spot for breakfast with the Morning Roast. Good morning to everybody out there. Get off the graveyard shift. If you're at work, what is happening to all you overnight dancers? And I heard somebody had some fun with the Gold Club. I will not reveal names. I will not be snitching.
Don't talk about that.
But it was talked about before the show. And apparently the Gold Club's got it going on. Good morning to all the carpenters, all the janitors, all the security guards, beauty drivers, everybody out there who's enjoying sports. What a sports weekend. Let's start with what we saw yesterday at Levi Stadium. First of all, preseason, no end zone logos, no paint on the sidelines, no midfield logo. It reminded me of Candlestick Park when they used to play the preseason games and had the diamond on the field and nothing on the field because it was obviously Giants baseball going on at the same time. So we got a preseason game, but we got our first look at Brock Purdy in 2024. Our first look at Brock Purdy in 2024.
Most important thing is that he didn't get hurt, right?
No, just, I thought the most important thing was he didn't throw a touchdown pass. Are we going to pay him $50 million a year? 60? Well, he lost money yesterday.
When you're playing behind this lineup, and I wrote it down, Jalen Moore, Zakel, I believe that's his roommate, or used to be his roommate, Jake Brendel, Dominic Cooney, who looked really good, actually, and Colton McKivitz with Trent Taylor out at wide receiver, yeah, you're not going to look so hot.
No.
And Schrader, the running back, just looks a tick slow. I mean, I got takes for days on who makes this roster, who shouldn't make this roster. Matt Breida's making this roster. Matt Breida is an infinitely better football player today than whatever Schrader is as a running back. And look, the Brock Purdy thing, like, I get why you want to play him. You know, get the juices flowing, suit up, you know, take a hit. You know, like some guys say, like, I can't get ready for the game until I get hit.
He wanted to play.
I know that Patrick Mahomes has spoken of that. Like, I like getting hit early in a game because it kind of wakes me up. And my heart stopped for just a second when he got hit early in the game. And then they showed the replay. He didn't get hit that hard. Well, because you just don't want to, you know, you're going to absorb so many hits throughout the year.
I saw that in our text thread, and I kind of chuckled.
Woo, I said,
as soon as he got sacked, I said, oh, here comes a text from Shasky in 3, 2, 1. And I looked down at my phone 5 minutes later, and there's a text from Shasky. I got worried for a second. It wasn't that hard of a hit.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too worried.
But you know what? He needs to get hit. He needs to get hit to get ready for football. See, because remember, these quarterbacks don't even get touched at all.
No.
So getting hit there, he's just running around, and I think we both kind of have similar mindsets here when it comes to Brock Purdy yesterday. Why'd he play?
Well, I just don't know what they were trying to accomplish in terms of, okay, so like, I think Brock wanted to play because I think Brock's expressed that he would want to play in the preseason. But then my counter to that to Shanahan would be like, all right, like if we're going to play, he should play if he's going to gain rhythm and get some reps in. Play with some of the other guys you're going to play with in the regular season. Like Trent Taylor couldn't get open against LJ. And LJ is not that mobile at this point. And LJ is my son. All right? He's crawling around for crying out loud. Schrader doesn't know when to cut, when to go upfield. This offensive line, not to do the for who, for what, but I'm just like, what were you trying to accomplish offensively last year when Purdy was coming off the elbow surgery? They had the one drive, and they went like a hot knife through butter right down the field. Deebo touched it, Ayuk touched it, Kittle touched it, and I was like, all right. They feel good heading into, it was almost like a three-man weave. They feel good heading into week one. I don't know, man. I just think that the risk wasn't worth the reward if you're not going to have other guys out there.
Same here.
If you want some rhythm to be developed, well, then play with some of the other guys you're going to play with.
So the guys yesterday who didn't play, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Juwan Jennings, who's dealing with an oblique injury. They're going to monitor that all week long.
Good.
And now this kind of puts some more pressure on getting Brandon Ayuk out there on the football field and getting this deal done, which we'll touch on a little bit later because you kind of have to. And he was in the building yesterday, apparently in a suite with all the injured players. But Juwan Jennings, oblique injury. They're going to monitor him all week long. That's not good. Kyle Juszczyk didn't play. George Kittle didn't play. Fred Warner didn't play. Travarius Ward, Diamond Lenore, Nick Bosa, Leonard Floyd, Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave. Also, no Jordan Mason or D. Winters, who are dealing with minor injuries as well. I think we've seen enough from J.P. Mason to know that he's going to make this football team. D. Winters, I think we've seen enough to know that he's going to make this football team and get some run. Now, Curtis Robinson popped yesterday. He was making plays left and right.
Really,
but
good.
Offensively, just looking back at what was going on, you don't have the left side of your offensive line in Trent Williams and Aaron Banks. So already there's a risk. And Jaylon Moore, who fills in for Trent Williams. And what I kept thinking about on the way home.
What was that?
When it comes to Jaylon Moore. He was so average last season that Trent Williams, when he twisted his ankle in Cleveland. I remember one of his quotes after the game, he said, look, I couldn't leave that game. It wasn't because he wanted to play for a team, and I'm sure he wanted to play for Purdy, but he goes, I couldn't put Jaylon Moore in that position. I was like, wait, wait a minute. He's that bad that you're like, you know what? I'd rather play on one ankle against Myles Garrett than have Jaylon Moore out there at left tackle. And you see it yesterday. He's kind of a turnstile out there.
He's a big step.
So if you don't get Trent Williams, and you know, you may have to just acquiesce to his demands and just give him his money. Because if you go into week one with Jaylon Moore starting at left tackle, it's going to be problems. Brock Purdy will look like yesterday where he's just running around, trying to buy time. Jaylon Moore's not ready to start this league.
I mean, look, you got about, what, is it 2.5, 3 full weeks?
September 9th.
All right, so like we're reaching a point of no return. In as I go Back to the Future 3 on you on this one, like the train is off the tracks. Okay, we're heading down. We're rolling. We're throwing coal in there, and either Trent Williams and Brent Ayuk are going to get on this train, and we're going to hit 88 miles per hour, and we're going to zoom off into the future. Or we're going to go right into the ravine. I mean, there's no in between at this point. And then you reference like Juwan Jennings' injury. Look, the wide receiver position, you can't feel that confident about it currently. You just can't, right? Ricky Pearsall, the guy that they drafted.
In the first round.
I mean, is he going to play at all?
I don't know.
When I saw the Shanahan quote on the NFL Network on Saturday, like it really illuminated it for me. Hopeful. Him and Aaron Banks can play week one. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah, Aaron Banks with a broken little finger. So hopefully he had surgery. Hopefully he could play week one. Again, that's a tough game against the New York Jets. When you look at their defensive front, led by Quinnen Williams, who was in the same draft class with Nick Bosa, selected number 3 overall, right behind Nick Bosa, who was number 2 overall. Of course, Kyler Murray was the top pick in that NFL draft. Boy, you got to have Aaron Banks at least in the middle. And with the unknown of Trent Williams, that entire left side of the offensive line, boy, if he walked into week one with Shaquill and Jaylon Moore, lights out, you may be running the ball 45 times.
Well, and getting back to the wide receivers, be like, get this thing done. Like, well, this has to be the week. This can't go on any longer.
Well, is it all on Ayuk or is it on the 49ers,
too? I don't care
too?
Who it's on. Right. I'm talking to both parties. I'm not talking to anyone in particular. Like, get this thing done. This is kind of like sabotage the spirit of feeling good before, you know, going on this long journey of the NFL season. And I'm frustrated at both sides at this point, and I don't care who wins. Like, you know who's losing? The team and the player and the fans. That's who, currently. So I know that everyone wants to win in the negotiation, and I'm at the point now where I think that get it done, for crying out loud. I don't care what it costs. I don't care, you know, who wins, who loses. I don't care who compromises and has to come off their stance. They need to get this thing done, and they need to figure it out. And I know that, you know, we've got an owner who's been shelling out money left and right, and I understand all that. And I was looking at guaranteed money over the last 3-4 years in terms of putting it up front. Niners are in the top 10 every single year when it comes to those guarantees. Like, Jed, this is the ball is in your court to figure out a way to get it done. Deal makers, get things done. Walk into the room, talk to both parties, sit them down and say, guys, I don't care about haggling over $1 million or $2 million in guarantees, or if it's this fourth year guarantee, I don't care what it is. We're ripping it up after 2 or 3 years anyway. Just get the damn thing done so we can get ready for week one against the Jets.
Can the Niners win without Brandon Ayuk? Kay Adams had her training camp tour in Santa Clara. She was there Friday having a lot of fun with Debo, Freya Warner, George Kittle. Well, she talked to Debo, and she asked Debo Samuel straight up, can the Niners win without Ayuk? Here's Debo's response.
I'm worried about this team not being able to win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. Are you?
Am I worried?
Can this team win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk?
Can we win a Super Bowl without B.A.? I think B.A. is going to be a part of this team, so, I mean, we don't have to worry about that.
Let's go.
That made me feel really good.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like, as he said multiple times, he talks to him every single day.
Yeah, he talks to him every day. The fact that he's wearing Niners gear, the fact that he's still around here, he's at practice, he's holding in. I would have thought at some point, he would have just walked away. Now, Michael Silver wrote a column in the Chronicle over the weekend saying that the Niners should maybe start enforcing fines on him. Now, if you do that because he's not practicing, Shanahan kind of mentioned that, look, he's got a sore back right now. And the Jalen Ramsey situation was he wasn't practicing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had a quote-unquote back injury. He gets traded to the Rams. In 5 days, he was ready to go and never missed a game or practice. So,
you know. Those Rams doctors are very well renowned.
So, he's top of the line doctors. He's doing that. Like, we all have a friend who, you know, has the back injury, as I go in air quotes, you know, that goes on disability. And some people are like legitimate.
I broke my back.
Yeah, I'm not here to say that, like, most. But we all have that friend where we know it's like, we look at him side-eyed. Here's the thing. Look. I like Cowan, 83. He made some plays yesterday. Like, I'm excited for him.
I think he's a rookie. I mean, from day one, though, he looks like there's a role on this football team.
He's got a little jetpack in him. You know what I mean? Like, I like him.
Yeah.
But Pearsall, I mean, No one's seen him, okay? Bigfoot has more sightings than Ricky Pearsall in a 49er uniform.
Maybe, I wonder if it's strategic with Ricky Pearsall.
What's what?
I wonder if Shanahan is trying to hide him from the league and not put any tape on him, so when he does unleash Ricky Pearsall, I'm just guessing.
So do you do you hide Justin Jefferson, or you just say, no, he's so damn good, I dare you?
I don't even remember Justin Jefferson in the preseason. I don't, but... That maybe Shanahan's a quirky dude, man. Well,
you can never, only hide him for so long.
Put anything past him.
Yeah, I do.
I don't put anything past Shanahan.
You would be on a level of like sophistication that I just don't.
I believe Shanahan. I believe Shanahan.
So he's strategically injuring his.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying that if there was a game on Sunday, nobody's asked him this question. Somebody down there in Santa Clara should ask him the question. If there's a game to be played on Sunday, would Ricky Pearsall be available?
Would you even want him out there at this point? Because
yes, I absolutely would want him out there. But I wonder if somebody asked Shanahan last night, if week one was next Sunday, would Pearsall be ready to suit up? I'd wonder what his answer would be.
I feel more comfortable currently, again, sight unseen, freely admitted on the front end, with Conley. And, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't trust Ronnie Bell. Like, I was writing these down.
Ronnie Bell might be cut.
I don't trust him at all. Okay. Danny Gray, we should just call him the Ricochet. Like, Danny Ricochet. Forget Danny Gray. The guy cannot catch the ball, all right? Straight up. He's no. Trent Taylor is.
Well, this is why.
He's lousy.
But this is why.
In the words of Stein.
Well, this goes back to Brandon Ayuk. What everybody says that he's just replaceable. You see how hard it is and how difficult it is to draft a wide receiver and groom them and being a professional. Danny Gray was a pick. It's not working out. Trent Taylor's been in this program before. We've seen enough of Trent Taylor. Dante Pettis is in Chicago playing with third stringers right now. It's not easy. Jalen Hurts out the league. It's not easy. Ronnie Bell's another draft pick. So it's hard to find wide receivers. So when you do find one, I'm thinking to myself, boy, you got to pay these guys. So that's where it comes to Brandon Ayuk. You get the damn deal done. But my thing was Ricky Pearsall. No, they're not hiding him because he's hurt or something like that. But it wouldn't put it past me. It was like, hey, this is a minor shoulder injury. He's day to day. He's out there.
Okay, that's different.
I don't know. I'm not saying they're faking injuries. What I'm saying is, hey, he's day to day, minor injury. You know what? Sit this one out.
Well, I would go in the other direction and say, considering how difficult it is to understand the wide receiver position right in a Shanahan offense, this guy needs all the reps, all the field work that he possibly get, because we've seen it with Debo in his rookie year, who had a really good rookie year. Like, there was a learning curve. There was some growth that needed to happen. We saw with Ayuk where, you know, there was a lot of things in game that he needed to work on. And I mean, look, Cowan is very promising. We're also talking about a fourth round draft pick who's also missed time. And so for him to get on the field with a lot of really, 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 really good players and not have illegal formations and lining up in the wrong spot and running the wrong routes and all, there's a whole timing thing that goes into it. So, like, paint me as the skeptical one, thinking that one of these rookies is going to step in and be an immediate contributor.
Well, Cowing may be your punt returner. Kyle Shanahan was asked about that last night.
Yeah, I mean, we want to figure out whoever the best punt returner is on our 53. I mean, he looked pretty good today. We drafted him hoping that he could have the potential to do it. And tonight was really the first time that we were able to get him out there. And, you know, he's had a week of being healthy, so he's definitely got a chance to. But tonight was a step in the right direction.
I think everybody would be okay with the rookie returning punts when you consider what we saw from Trent Taylor dropping a pass at the goal line. Nice little pass from Josh Dobbs right in front of that end zone there in front of on the south side of the stadium. Hey, Trent Taylor, I'm not trying to rip on a guy. He is who he is. I always thought when he got re-signed with the 49ers that, okay, he's just a training camp body. So I'm not going to get outraged over Trent Taylor, because I see a lot of that. I was like, boy, Trent Taylor, man, I'll make the team. I never thought he was making his team.
But
I think it's a training camp body. Pushing rookies and pushing others for competition, knowing that, hey, I'm trying to make the team. So you know Trent Taylor's a try-hard guy. I don't believe he's making this roster.
Shanahan loves his dudes, though. You know, like Tevin Coleman found his way back onto the roster. And, you know, he does have certain guys that he likes. And it does feel like Trent Taylor is one of those guys. Now, you could be entirely right. I'm just saying, like, I look at someone like Tay Martin, who is way down on this wide receiver depth chart. I'm like, Tay Martin's made way more plays. Again, I'm seeing games. I'm not at practice every single day, so I don't know what's going on at practice. I will freely admit I have zero idea who's winning what at practice. I'm just watching games. And Tay Martin, to me, has way more upside. And again, he is so low on this depth chart. He's playing out there with the force. I mean, he's with my man, you know, Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah, I don't. I'm looking at the roster, right? The roster that Lutman just brought in here. I'm looking at wide receivers. Trent Taylor's with the third stringers or Ronnie Bell. I don't think he's making this roster. Trent Taylor. So I'm not going to get outraged about it. Now, unless he makes the roster, then we have a different conversation. But I don't think there's any chance in hell that Trent Taylor will be on the final 53 of this roster, even if he's the only punt returner. Get Debo out there to catch the punts. You know what I'm saying? Just fair catch him every single time. I don't care. You know, Jacob Cowing, but you can't waste a roster spot on Trent Taylor.
Other side, we've got a controversy, and it's a position you might not think that we do have one at, but I'm telling you.
Linebackers?
We have a competition.
Well, we've got competition all over the place. By the way, I do have a concern. Backup edge rushers?
Oh, starting edge rusher opposite Bosa.
Well, Leonard Floyd's going to be there, so I'm not mad at Leonard Floyd. Well, Leonard Floyd's had double-digit sacks. No, there. It's depth. And we could see John Lynch making more moves before the deadline. All right, let's break. We're going to come back with more Niner stuff, and we'll reveal our guest list. On the other side, 888-957-9570. Are you scratching your head like us over watching Brock Purdy play behind that offensive line and those wide receivers? 888-957-9570 is the number. Your thoughts on the preseason game, Brock Purdy, Josh Dobbs, and all that. We're going to talk Niners for a lot of the show today. A long time here. Brought to you by Safeway.
At least Bonte didn't win.
If you love Philadelphia, there's a high probability that you hate these two. It's the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Love you guys. Most of the time.
Oh, that's a really good rejoiner. If you want to do a rejoiner like that, DM me and Bonte on Instagram and send it to us. You can do the little voice message at Bonte Hill and at Butcherboy415.
Kate Scott on the call Saturday night for Seattle and Tennessee, and our boy Esau Woodson Jr. caught a touchdown pass, and she dropped the City College of San Francisco. Oh. So I was like, Kate, good call. She goes, how are you listening? I was like, it's 2024. We can watch anything we want.
Did you see who was the punter for, which segues beautifully into my competition conversation?
It's not a competition.
The New Orleans punter was from City College. He went to Miami.
Yeah. Went to the University of Miami. Yeah, with all the tattoos.
What's his name?
He's
a former rugby player.
Yeah, no, he's a legend. Because when he went down to Miami, they did a bunch of stories on him. I was going to give a shout out to Kate Scott. I got to find it here. To what's happening this week with R.C. Davis and company, Bo Chapman, the school, the statistics school. That is on Wednesday, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday? So go ahead.
Here's the deal. There are a variety of specific camp battles that I think are big-time battles. I didn't see this one on my flow chart. Presley Harvin III looks amazing as a punter. No, you just look.
I know. I was there.
I like Wisnowski. I've seen some incredible backspinning punts from Presley Harvin III. I believe he's number five out there.
Josh Dobbs is number five.
I think there's multiple 31s. There's multiple fives. He's number five on my chart right here.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs is 5'2". We're like Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, where you just run out of numbers.
Number five.
We have number 31s. Yeah, he is number 31s, the running back and Green. So anyway,
I've never seen that in preseason before. Guys with multiple jerseys. This is something you see in Georgia, Ohio State. This is pretty funny. Go ahead. Continue.
Look, this kicker, punter, if you will, he looks good. He looks good. Now, we all like Wisnowski. You know, I think he's had a solid start to his 49er career. This random punter, I know we're not going to 888-957-9570, the punter. But, like, this guy pinned them in multiple times. I don't know if it's just the turf. He did it last week as well. He looks good.
Does look good. Think they could trade him? Get some picks?
Look, if you could get a cheaper punter to afford Ayuk and Trent's extension, you do it. I'm sorry.
You think you cut, do it.
You cut Wisnowski? You do it. What?
Cut Wisnowski?
Wisnowski's would have. Like, I'm not losing it, but it's all about marginal upgrades, right? If I could pin a team down two extra times a year, maybe I win one extra game, and instead of going on the road in round two, I'm playing that game at home, right? So the margins are thin, and if you could find a punter who can do something marginally better and make a little less, hell yeah, you're obligated to go in that direction.
Four-year, $13 million extension in 2022 for Mitch Wisnowski. Be interesting. I wouldn't lose sleep over it. I don't know what Percy Harvin means. I mean, I guess he was in because of the injury to Wisnowski, although he did hold on field goals yesterday, which is kind of weird. By the way, the Statistician Trading School, August 21st, 9:30 to 2 p.m. They're going to send out the Zoom link for everybody, and it is free on the panel this year. Bob Rathman of the Hawks Television Network. He's a play-by-play voice of the Hawks. Kate Scott, of course, voice of the Sixers. And Tim Brando, longtime college football announcer there. So Kate Scott dropping to Esau Whitson Jr. And, of course, the putter is pretty good. But Percy Harvin the third, hey, man, he's making some waves. Do we got controversy at the putting position? Hey, let's see it.
Like this whole, and I know like Madden does it as well. Can you punt it inside the 20? Can we drill this down a little? Like inside the 20 is nothing nowadays. I want to be inside the 7. And the guy did it over and over. I was like, all right, we might have a little something here.
Wisnowski's not bad, though. He's one of the best putters in the league.
I don't think he's a hole. But again, if you could save some money, all right, and you could get a little bit of an upgrade, you're obligated to do it.
See, he got a $3 million, 3.75 guaranteed annual salary of $2.8 million. I'm not sure how much you're going to save there with Wisnowski. I'm not sure what his dead cap is. But Percy Harvin III, look, he's making some good kicks. Let me see his dead cap. There's still dead cap.
What's Wisnowski's dead cap number?
His dead cap number. Damn, he's already... I didn't realize he was this old. Now that I'm like diving in because we don't talk kickers. I did not realize Wisnowski was already 32 years old. Damn, he's a little older than I thought. A
lot of wear and tear.
A lot older than I thought.
You know, after 400 kicks, you see a precipitous drop off in production. No, I'm just making stuff up. Morten Anderson kicked it.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was like 60.
What about the other competition? Sorry.
Well, there's a
backup
couple.
Backup quarterback, Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen. Who do you want to win that job? What do you think about Josh Dobbs yesterday? A lot of people like Josh Dobbs. To me, Josh Dobbs, we know who he is. We saw him last year with Minnesota. He was on three different teams. Where did he start? Cleveland?
Yeah.
Traded to Arizona. We saw him at Levi Stadium for the Arizona Cardinals. He was making plays in. That was a closer game than, you know, final score is 35-16, but that game was close. And Arizona was doing everything with Kennedy. They were running fake punts. They were doing everything. Trick plays. They opened up the kitchen sink. But you know what? You see Brendan Allen and the timing or whatnot. Josh Dobbs, and I saw it with Minnesota as well, especially after the league. So it's like, all right, you just run RPOs. But if we make you just a pocket quarterback, he's going to struggle. He made a lot of plays yesterday. It was fun. He made some nice throws. The throw to Cowing was really good. He made some nice throws underneath. But my issue with Dobbs, and it's, you know, you see this with running quarterbacks. As soon as that initial rush gets there, he's so quick to take his eyes down the field and just bail out of the pocket. Boom, I got to go. Without taking your eyes, like, let the play develop. All right, you got to make a man miss in the pocket. Keep your eyes downfield to make a throw. He bails out of the pocket way too quickly for me, and I wonder if he bails too quick for Shanahan, because we know what Shanahan wants from his quarterbacks. He wants the timing. He wants a pocket quarterback. Sure, if you could run, great. But bailing the way he was bailing yesterday, I'm not so sure Shanahan's a big fan of that.
No, that's a really good point. The word that I keep coming back to when I watch Josh Dobbs is frenetic. He's very frenetic. Yep. Oh, here comes the rush. Ah, let me move. Let me spin around. And now it's a broken play.
Yeah,
it's got a lot of quickly. He's not as good as this player, but it's got a lot of Jeff Garcia vibes wearing that number five, where it's like broken play after broken play after broken play. Shanahan wants you to win from the pocket.
Yep.
Right? That's what he wants. I thought that Brandon Allen last week was better, significantly better than this week, but better than Dobbs last week. And I thought Dobbs was a little better than Brandon Allen this week. I don't know what's going on at practice, but they're very different quarterbacks. Brandon Allen is going to play more traditional like Brock Purdy is, whereas Josh Dobbs, going back to your like bailing on the pocket, he's going to do more of the backyard stuff. So it's really, you know, what do you look for? I ask you this question. When I'm looking at backup quarterback, if you got to go 9 games with a backup quarterback, your season is probably cooked, no matter what team you are. Can you win 1 or 2 of a 3 or 4 game stretch? And I guess that's where I kind of go back to, I believe more in a little bit. I lean Dobbs currently because I saw him do it too. Just last year.
Yeah.
But I do want to see more from Brandon Allen. Right. I'll admit it. I'm coming around on Brandon Allen. He actually has shown me some stuff. He throws the ball pretty well. I think his arm is very underrated.
I underrated his arm. He threw some zip in Tennessee.
And he's got good pocket awareness, and I like the way he climbs up in the pocket. And I think he's playing with, well, at least yesterday, he was playing with like fourth and fifth stringers who just stopped running routes.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, outside of Deebo with Ayuk and maybe Pearsall, Cowig, Jennings, it's not a good room. I don't believe so. It's a very subpar room when it comes to the wide receiver position. And even when it comes to running backs. And it's a top-heavy team. That's the depth here. But, you know, when we talk about edge rushers, I want to get to that on the other side. Outside of Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa, of course, Nick Bosa is going to have a monster year. He is. Beal Jr. is just not at the point of attack. Lack of containment. No physicality at the point of attack. Backup edge rusher for the 49ers. We saw them make trades for Randy Gregory last year. We saw them make trades for Chase Young. It would not surprise me to see them make a trade for another defensive end at some point this season, whoever becomes disgruntled. Because edge rusher, Lord forbid, if something happens to Nick Bosa, they're in trouble when it comes to rushing the passer.
That's why I wanted them, and I know the finances were probably unrealistic, but so I wanted Judon. Like, Judon's a guy that instantly helps your team on a variety of levels, stopping the run. Yep. He's extremely versatile. He's one of the smartest players Belichick ever had and plays in a variety of schemes. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but there were 3 different times early in the first and second quarter where the Niners went to 3 down linemen with their hands down and one guy standing up. Yep. And that's kind of the Brandon Staley 3-4 influence.
Right.
So Sorensen's already kind of showing you he'll throw a variety creative looks. And I think that to your point about edge rusher, I wonder if they're going to use linebackers as that third rusher and mix that guy in and try to disguise some of the blitzers.
Maybe with the way Jair Brown's playing that safety. He's having a hell of a camp. It looks really good. Odell made some plays as well. You know what? Maybe you experiment with Talanoa Hufanga as an outside linebacker on a third down.
That's a good thought.
And have him rushing or whatnot, because I know they're going to want to get him on the field. I'm not sure I'm starting Hufanga right now over Tig Brown. I'm not sure I'm starting him over George Odom. And Mustafa continues to make plays in open space. So maybe you use Hufanga. Maybe you use Tig Brown. Maybe you use Mustafa as an extra rusher here. Maybe we'll pick that up on the other side here as we do have to break his love. He's going to be the wave. Don't forget, join 95.7 The Game at Hardy Park Friday, September the 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 95.7thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. What is coming up in the game brought to you by Fairmont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. More 49er talk, plus we'll get to the Battle of the Bay at some point in the next hour. That's all coming up here on The Roast.
What up? This is Big Pump from South City. You are now listening to The Morning Motherfucking Roast with my boys Bonte and Sasky on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Big news, Roasters. Big news. Shout out to Big Pud. Big news. Guess what? Baldy's joining us in studio all morning long on Thursday. Thursday morning, Baldy in studio Thursday. Crack. He's going to get a fire. He's always getting us fired up. We'll break down football season. Oh, wait, Baldy's going to be here 4 straight hours. Oh, we get 4 hours with Baldy? Wow. 4 hours with Brian Baldinger on Thursday. The segment, of course, sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. And again, we'll take your questions. Ask Baldy anything. Baldy will answer anything, whether it's basketball, football, baseball. He does not care. We'll ask him about his sleeper teams. Last week he said, you know, Tampa Bay caught his eye. So I'm looking at Tampa Bay thinking, okay, what about Tampa Bay? What made Tampa Bay catch Baldy's eye? So we'll get into everything with Baldy. That'll be this Thursday, all 4 hours on the roast. You won't want to miss that. So we'll take your calls in. 888-957-9570. Brock Purdy played yesterday. Shanahan, how'd you think Brock Purdy did?
I mean, there were two frustrating drives, just three and out. I don't think there was much there when he had it. I had a chance to make a big play on a keeper going back across, but not enough plays. You know, there weren't really any good looks for him either.
No good looks, but why was he okay with Brock Purdy playing without the starters?
Yeah, you always think about that stuff. If we thought it was an issue, we wouldn't have done it. We were good with the guys out there. You know, Brock wouldn't have gone, probably wouldn't have played Jake. You know, definitely would have had Colton and Jalen go as long, but we felt good with the group.
Yeah, and what if he took too many hits, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, you think about that all the time, but you know, it's also part of football, and I think he protected himself well. If we felt he was in a tough situation, we wouldn't have, but you know, a lot of quarterbacks play throughout the league, and each week's different. I think it helps Brock to play, and you know, last year he didn't get to as much with his arm, but I thought it was good for him to get out there, even though it wasn't two great drives. And I know he was really wanting to do it, and hopefully it'll make him in a better position for this when we go to the Raiders.
Well, Shanahan, are you prepared to win differently based on the offense and how it looks right now?
Yes, but I mean, you always feel like we've had to win a number of ways, a number of times here, you know, so it's, you look at that each week, even when you feel your offense is firing on all cylinders, you still, what's the best way to win a game? And that changes week in and week out, and I like to think we're built to do it a lot of different ways. I think we have done it a lot of different ways in our tenure here, and that's kind of what we always talk about. What does it take to win? And you try to figure that out by studying, putting together a game plan, and you do what you can in the game to find a way, and you really don't care how it looks or what happens. You just do whatever you can to win.
All right, 888-957-9570. Roasters out there, do you have any issue with Brock Purdy playing yesterday with that makeshift offensive line to that makeshift receiving room and backup running backs? 888-957-9570 is the number. Do you have any issues with Brock Purdy playing last night?
Football players play football, right? That's the setting. Yep. I have zero issue with guys going out there and playing in preseason. If that's what you want to do, like Kansas City, Andy Reid's been doing it for 30, 35 years. They played Patrick Mahomes. But you know who else played with Patrick Mahomes? Because I watched it.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Xavier Worthy.
Right? So
Rashee Rice.
They were trying to accomplish something.
Boy, real quick. Rashee Rice looks like he's about to take another step.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy is a problem.
Hey, but he fits exactly what they want to do. Like, I don't know. Who knows what he would look like in other situations, but it's a perfect fit.
But we knew that when they tried to him. Like, damn.
Of course.
Speed with Andy Reid. And then behind the back pass, like, I mean, he's on
another level. But, like, if that's what you want to
do, that, what a show off. God, just come on. Play some real football, Patrick. This isn't backyard. Come on, dude.
I loved it. Even though I hate him.
So extra. And the media love you. Oh, my God. It's the greatest. It's preseason, people. God.
He does have a left handed pass, a behind the back pass. It's just, I mean, and the Raiders can't even complete a pass normal.
You know what I saw from the Raiders beat writer Saturday?
Why are we bringing up the Raiders? Thought we were talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah, no.
Because your Raider Chief hate is coming out.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think we're just too infatuated with the preseason pass. It doesn't mean anything.
What's his name? Vincent Bonsignor?
Vinny Bonsignor of the Las Vegas Review-Journal?
Yeah, he's covering the Rams. He tweeted Saturday night. I had to make sure it was him. Maybe the Raiders should trade for Trey Lance.
I think they should go for Kirk Cousins, but that's neither here nor there.
That's what he tweeted. Trey Lance looked that good Saturday? I didn't watch much of the game.
I don't know.
I saw much of the highlights. I don't know.
I know who didn't look good. Daniel Jones. But getting back to the Niners. If you're going to play Brock, this is my setting. If you're going to play Brock Purdy, I'd probably play Kittle and Debo with him. The guys who are healthy, right, to suit up. Now, that's the way I would do it. But if I'm not going to play Purdy, then I don't play anyone. Like, it's either all in or all out. That's just how I would view the situation. McVay never plays anyone in the preseason, and they've had unbelievable amounts of success when he's done that. And so I'm either all in or all out. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish with Brock Purdy playing and subjecting him to playing with guys who aren't going to be on the team. That's what I would say. Like, it's one thing if you're building rhythm with a first-round pick in Ricky Pearsall and he's playing with Cowens. Like, he didn't even play with Cowens. He played with Trent Taylor.
Yeah.
You know, and he's throwing lob tosses to the side to Schrader, this guy that's not even going to be on the team probably. So, yeah, that was a head-scratcher. I'm not outraged. I don't think it's the end of the world. But I also don't think that the risk was worth the reward, I guess. And that's where I go back to, like, okay, if you're going to play Purdy, I'll play everyone else. Because if Purdy, he's going to make $60 million, right, at some point. And next year, are you going to play him in the exact same situation? If he goes down, your season's cooked.
I mean,
your season's...
Season's over.
Top-end starter, when you go down, you could salvage a month or 2 months, maybe 2 months. To go 3-4 months, it's probably, you're probably not making the playoffs.
No, you're not going to make the playoffs. Yeah, Brock was running around. It was exciting to watch him run around. It's like, look at Brock running around. Look at Brock trying to look for an option. I was shocked. First drive, okay, cool. They go 3-and-out, whatever. Comes back for the second drive. After that, he took the hit from Chase Young. I was like, all right, that may be enough. And then I look over at the sideline. I'm like, he's grabbing his helmet. He's playing another series. Wow.
He played 11 plays. Shanahan had said that they were trying to get 10 plays in.
So he played 11. Still, I mean, he didn't get hurt. He looked great. He got the contact. That's fine. Quarterbacks are going to get hit. The speed, the athleticism, the ability to extend the play. I still love those qualities about Brock Purdy. He looked fine. I mean, if anybody's taken away like, Brock Purdy really struggled. Well, look who's out there. Because I got a text yesterday. I read this text, and I won't say who it was from. But I got this text yesterday, and I'll just read it. And I didn't even reply.
Well, is this a media member? Is this a former athlete? Okay. You said what you needed to say.
Oh, man, did I delete the damn text? Oh, no, here it is, right here.
Of course you didn't.
Bonte, how did Brock look to you? Folks are claiming he's having problems. My son said the other quarterback looked better. And I didn't reply because I said I'm not taking away anything from this Brock Purdy experiments. I mean, from this experience. I think we've learned our lesson with preseason football, haven't we? I mean, are we still overreacting to preseason football? Are we overreacting to Jake Moody missing a field goal? Does that concern people?
Here's what I would say.
I can't do it, Shatsky, but if you look rattled, though.
If you look rattled, I do believe you can take something away from that, right? Like, I don't, you know, like, let's say you're a guy trying to make the roster. You can help yourself. Like Cowan yesterday, Cowing showed me, like, that's a football player.
Yeah.
Now, is he going to be an All-Pro? Probably not. You know, but to me, he looked like a football player. You know, yeah, who didn't look like a football player? Danny Gray. You know? Danny Gray looks like, you know, Danny, you're probably going to have to turn your jersey in here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
okay?
Danny Gray's probably gone.
All right?
He's
so,
as good as gone.
So I believe you can find out certain things about certain guys. Matt Breida, right? I watched Matt Breida play the entire second half. This is now 2 weeks in a row. I'm like, Matt Breida's making plays in the backfield as a pass catcher.
Right.
He's picking up blitzes. He's running the ball really well. Matt Breida's making this team.
My thing, though, is with the starters, with the guys who have proven themselves.
Yeah, the established guys,
The established guys, I'm never going to freak out over ever again. But if you see, like, Trent Taylor, he's saying, like, is he better? No, he's not better. He's going to be gone. That's why I'm not outraged over it. He's not making this final 53. There's no way in hell that he can make this final. I'd be shocked if he's making this final 53. Now, there is one area of concern that I've been teasing here, and that's backup edge rusher. Leonard Floyd, I really like.
Yeah, but he's older.
He's older, but he's
I'm concerned.
Well, I mean, he's had some really, really good years.
No doubt.
Really good years.
No doubt.
But the depth of the edge rusher.
Yes.
If Nick Bosa's not having a monster season, if he needs to take a playoff, then you know what? We got problems. Because we'll see about Gross Matos. We'll see about him. Robert Beal Jr., I'm not sure he's up to the task. I'm really not. I don't like what I see on the edge. Alex Barrett's not bad, but are you going to ask him to go out there and get 20 snaps a game?
Alex Barrett's a fourth 50 end.
Exactly.
Nice guy, but
nice guy. Now, Leonard Floyd's 31. And he's had basically double-digit sacks, you know, two of the last 4 years. The other 2 years, he had 9.5 and 9. So
pretty
he's
good
consistent.
Production. That's pretty good production.
He's consistent.
The Niners, would, if they said they could get 10 sacks opposite Bosa, you'd probably sign up for that.
And he's been healthy the last 6 years. He's played every single regular season game. 16 with the Bears, 16 with the Bears, 16 with the Rams, 17 with the Rams, 17 with the Rams, and then 17 last year at Buffalo. So, but at some point, in my mind, I'm thinking, boy, if anything happens to Bosa, anything happens to Leonard Floyd, well, John Lynch is going to have to pick up the phone again and call teams about their defensive ends. This could be another area of concern if one of these big boys go down, Shasky. So for me, that's my biggest concern. Defensive end depth.
Yeah, see, I'm going to go the most obvious. It's Ayuk and Trent. Like, it's just like, or one or both coming back.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to come back. I'm saying just overall positional, like defensively, we are, obviously, Trent Williams doesn't play week one against the Jets.
They're
and if
in
he doesn't come back,
trouble.
There are major issues. If Ayuk doesn't play, there are major issues. So all the people who thought Brandon Ayuk was, I saw a couple on YouTube saying, hey, we're walking back what we said about Brandon Ayuk. He's not irreplaceable.
Oh, that's Wednesday.
Not on this football
team. We're going to do walk back Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
I have some takes that I have to walk back.
Oh, do you?
Just a snippet. One of them involves the Denver Broncos.
What, their uniforms?
No, well, the uniforms weren't that bad. But
Bro
it was.
Nicks?
Yeah, I might have to walk that back.
I'm going to wait on that.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah. Did Green Bay play anybody?
I'm just saying he looks.
He looks polished. He looks
here's
fine.
A great example. You were saying
he
about preseason.
He looks fine.
So like last night, Hayner, this kid Hayner from Fresno State, his mom is on television, and everybody's Hayner's lousy. I mean, it's just come out and say it. He's not.
His mom's on KTVU, right? Jimmy
Hayner? She's a legend.
Oh, she's a mom. I'm not going to rip this.
The kid's not that good. Like, I'm not trying to hate. Like, the kid's not that good. He's just not. He's not. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Like, he had a great college career. He had an unfortunate injury at the end of his senior year, and he looks very overwhelmed. Okay, that's a takeaway. Like, I can take that away.
Yeah.
I watched someone like Cowan yesterday. He made some plays. I'm like, all right, he's not overwhelmed. He looks like he can play in this league. I don't know to what degree. Let's see, you know, what he can do with real players out there. Renardo Green. Like, I'm looking at the Niners draft class. First round.
I like Renardo Green, Florida State.
Looks physical.
Yeah.
He looks like he can play inside, outside. That looks like a really good pick.
No.
I'm looking at some of the other guys from their draft class. I think Dominic Pooney, the third round pick. I think there's a player there. I think he's a really good player.
He's probably going to start at right guard.
Yeah.
He's probably going to start at right guard. He looks really good.
They had like three or four where he blocked the guy and then spun around to pick someone up else to help out Jalen Moore.
Right.
Or excuse me, not Jalen Moore, Colt McKivitz next to him. That was really nice. Isaac Arendo from their club. We haven't seen him.
We haven't seen him yet.
You know, he got hurt. Kingston, he played in the game. I thought he was okay. The USC guard that they drafted in the sixth round. And I really like Tatum Bethune, who's the seventh round pick, number 48 from Florida State. Like, if Pearsall is just a player, just a can play in the league, their draft class is really good.
I agree.
It's a really good draft class.
And then Tanner Mordecai is a rookie. I'm not mad at him. He doesn't look overwhelmed.
He's okay, yeah.
He doesn't look overwhelmed as your four-string quarterback
here. He had better feet than I thought.
When it goes back to just, all right, it's obvious, right? They need Ayuk, they need Trent Williams. Let's just put that to the side.
Yes, obvious. Okay.
We know that. They're not going anywhere if they don't have those guys.
I am a little, you're talking about like weakness. I think this is the deepest secondary the Niners have had in a, I don't even know when. When were they this deep, this good?
They're really good. I have no concerns about corners.
Defensive line as a whole for me is the biggest soft spot on this team.
So D in depth. And even defensive tackle depth, because I don't know about Jordan Elliott yet.
McGill went down.
I don't know about Kevin Givens. You know, Kalia Davis, losing him, and you're going to miss him for most of the season. That is a problem. So your pass rush and your run defense, and I'm not going to go crazy over run defense in a preseason. I'm not going to do that. Never going to do that. You're never going to hear that from me because you're not scheming up things. You're not playing. You know, Chris Kosarik's like, hey, I need you to stand here. You're working on basic fundamental stuff trying to make the roster here. You got to do the basic things at the point of attack. I'm not trying to pick on Robert Beal Jr. I'm not trying to pick on these backup edge rushers. Boy, something happens to Nick Bosa. This is alarming.
Yeah.
This area, they cannot figure this thing out at the defensive end spot.
Well, I know, this is getting really deep in the weeds. The Niners traditionally did the wide nine, and they had four down linemen with their hands in the dirt, okay? For those that are watching, with typically three or two, depending on how many secondary players, linebackers. I think this team, and you saw it in the first and second quarter, the influence of a Brandon Staley, who is a 3-4 guy. Remember, Vic Fangio, 3-4 guy. I think they're going to have more three down linemen, and they're going to utilize their depth at linebacker because it does seem like they have a lot of linebackers. And I think that they're going to have, you know, Hargrave, Floyd, and Bosa. And I think at times a fourth guy rushing will be a linebacker. I don't know if that's D Winners. I don't know if that is Hufanga.
It could be Talano Hufanga playing.
Yeah, that's
that
a really
linebacker.
Good call, actually. You know, the more I think about it.
Or you could have Tig Brown drop down to the box. And if you want to have Hufanga play the deep third or whatnot, now we got to see how Hufanga looks. He's going to get back on the practice field at some point this week, but maybe you're doing that. And I do want to know who Nick Sorensen is. Is he more of a blitzer? Now, you look at that last play of the game, for example. You brought up Haener.
Yeah.
Bethune blitzed on that play.
I liked it.
Now, Haener, he threw the ball. Nobody was going to catch it. I mean, he even gave Perry a shot on the last play of the game. But Bethune did blitz on that play, and it was man across the board. So it was interesting to see him in that situation late in the game to try to win a game. What are you going to do? Are you going to blitz? Are you going to sit back? Are you going to drop it to a zone? What are you going to do?
There was a couple of third and longs in the game, and they went man across the board and pressed and came up. I think they feel really confident with their cornerbacks and their safety play this year. And to me, if you want to go back a year and talk about what was Steve Wilkes' positive influence, I think it's pretty obvious.
The DBs.
He really did a good job with these DBs.
That's a specialty.
I think he deserves a ton of credit, retrospect, looking at what this secondary has this year. I think it's a lot. I'm looking at Steve Wilkes. I'm saying, you know what, Steve? You did a really good job with these DBs because a year later, I think that's the strength of the defense.
It would not. Somebody on the text line. So 415, Xfinity Mobile text line. And shout out to everybody on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Xfinity Mobile text line, YouTube, and Twitch, for that matter. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing. Got the dealer on the Xfinity Mobile text line. 415, Niners should call Yannick. Yannick Ngakoue.
He's been on, five teams last week?
He's 29 years old. 29 years old.
Is he just not a good player, not a good teammate? Well, why is he on so many teams?
Well, yeah, he's a free agent. I think he signed a bunch of one-year contracts, but he's a free agent out there. And that's a guy you may just have to call out. Last year.
Where's the money?
Well, last year, he's probably not healthy. He started 13 games last year. He was on a one-year, $10.5 million deal, but he broke his ankle in week 14.
Ooh,
so I don't know where he's at.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.